Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Trump be president. Even if you're a journalist, you've got to work again. That's Jorge Ramos talking.
Well, let's see what Joe Concha, who is a media reporter for The Hill, has to say about that. Joe, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. All is well.
We're talking about the AP story and how it, you know, look, you talk about the Associated Press. This is an organization in Oregon that has a pipeline into virtually every major newsroom in America. And yet this big story about whether or not there was a special relationship between the people who made donations to the Clinton Foundation and then got favorable consideration at the State Department exists, they ran a pretty interesting story. Said, hey, there's this, a lot of evidence here that suggests that, yes, if you paid, you got to play at the State Department. That story got virtually no echo coverage from other major news organizations around the country.
No, it did not, because the press at this point feels that the cake is baked with Hillary Clinton as far as her emails, as far as the Clinton donors. More than half of her meetings are with donors, and they've just fallen asleep at the wheel because they feel that their audience, and I'm not justifying it, I'm saying this is the way they're thinking, that their audience just isn't interested in it, which is ridiculous. If this were a Republican, not even Donald Trump, just a Republican, it would be A1 front page news. I can guarantee you that.
So what do you make of this Jorge Ramos editorial I was just referring to when he said neutrality is not an option? This is a guy who moderated debates. This is a guy who was seen by many quarters as, you know, one of the finest journalists in America.
He compared himself to Edward R. Murrow and Walter Cronkite in that Time magazine piece that you're referring to.
Mm-hmm.
Jorge Ramos should also take a course out when he's done with Journalism 101 at a high school level, mind you, in transparency, because I'm reading this Time magazine article and I keep looking for it and looking for it. And I don't see the disclosure that says that his daughter worked for the Obama administration, the Obama reelection team, and currently for Hillary Clinton's reelection campaign. Now, if that isn't a conflict of interest, I don't know what is.
Wow.
And I'm not saying that he's necessarily, well, it's seriously, and he doesn't reveal this. And the Time magazine, which has an obligation to at least put a disclaimer at the end of that article saying, this is, by the way, who Jorge Ramos's daughter works for, no. Nothing is mentioned. So I don't need to be lectured by Jorge Ramos as far as how I should do my story, ignoring everything with Hillary Clinton, which we're seeing with the AP story, and squarely focusing on Donald Trump because he disagrees with his immigration policy. Now, I'm no Trump guy, but that was journalism malfeasance that was printed by Time magazine. And again, no one's really criticizing for it because, well, he's Jorge Ramos and he's the best. Please. Take a course in journalism, Jorge. Please, just any course.
And modesty, by the way, if you're comparing yourself to Murrow.
Hey, let me ask you
this. Yeah, isn't that great? Yeah, bro, sometimes you have to take a stand like Murrow and Cronkite. Get the hell out of here. You're not remotely close to the way. I don't even want to.
Yeah.
I can't even
before,
find an example.
Before our time runs down, let me ask you a question. Is it fair to raise questions about the relative health of Hillary Clinton, given what we know and what we see? Because a lot of people say, that's just a cheap shot. What do you think about that?
Oh, that's all I hear, that if you even broach this, us right now talking about it, we're engaging in conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
And yet, there's a doctor in New Jersey. My wife is a doctor, an ER doctor, and he is very respected, Dr. Bob Lahita at Beth Israel Medical Center. He runs it. All right, and he says that there are concerns, and we should look at past presidents. A, we should look at, you know, she's had 2 blood clots, and that could lead to bad things when you're 70 years old and so on. Fine. But he also says, look at past presidents that have hidden their medical records before they entered office and all the problems that that caused. And he just went one by one by one. He says it's fair to at least analyze it. And the fact is, Hillary Clinton has not given any kind of medical record outside of a letter in July of 2015 about her health, and both candidates, both Trump and Clinton, should be releasing their full medical records. John McCain did it when everybody went nuts that, well, he's old and he could die in office.
Exactly.
We don't do that now before this election.
Thank you, Joe Concha. Real fast, AP 2008, 1 in 4 chance McCain may not survive second term. ABC News 2008, McCain healthy, but cholesterol concerns remain. U.S. News and World Report, 2008. McCain's age and past health problems could be an issue in presidential race. Huffington Post, is John McCain mentally fit to be president? Give me a break.
It is now 7:45 on WMAL.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.